Anyway, on the line I have Dr. Orna Farrell from DCU. Good afternoon, Dr. Farrell. How are you?
Great, thanks. How are you, Noel?
Okay, now the promises of e-portfolios in higher education has gone completely unfulfilled. Explain what e-portfolios are for us for me, please.
Sure, Noel. So an e-portfolio is a tool that you can use to bring together student work and achievements inside and outside of the classroom for the purposes of assessment. And the whole process of putting the e-portfolio together becomes essentially a way of learning.
Expands sort of the education system itself. And why do you feel it's unfulfilled?
Well, in Ireland, we've lagged seriously behind in higher education particularly. For example, in the United States, almost 60% of colleges are using e-portfolio. In the UK, it's nearly 80%. And in New Zealand, it's 100%. Every single school, college, university has an e-portfolio that's supported by the government and funded by the government.
Mm-hmm. So it's more used worldwide. Is it only a new phenomenon to go into Ireland, like in the past year or two, or is it longer than that?
Well, I suppose it's been around since the 1990s, and portfolios themselves go back to the 18th century from Italy, from artists using it to, you know, using a portfolio to protect their work. I suppose they grew in the electronic form in the 90s in the States, and I suppose since then they've grown worldwide. I suppose in Ireland the reasons they haven't grown are down to things like, I suppose, quite traditional ideas about assessment. So, you know, in some areas we're still quite attached to exams and essays. Other things are like the lack of funding. I mean, the last 10 years has been, you know, higher education in Ireland has really been in crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And also lack of technological infrastructure. And I suppose there wasn't a large group of people who were interested and keen on ePortfolio until quite recently. In the last couple of years, a very good group has formed called ePortfolio Ireland. But prior to that, there wasn't much activity.
And what about the government? What part did they play in all this?
Well, in other countries, particularly countries like the UK or Australia or New Zealand, the government actually had a specific policy in relation to ePortfolio. Our government has no specific policy. They did form the National Forum for Teaching and Learning in Higher Education about 3 years ago, and they have kind of a general remit to increase digital capacity in higher education, but no specific remit. So, you know, there is some general policy in this area, but nothing in the specific way that, for example, the UK had.
Okay, in what way can we make it more specific? I mean, obviously, if it's helpful to students, is it helpful to teachers as well?
It's helpful to both students and teachers, as you said. Like for students, it's kind of a real type of assessment. It captures their actual learning over time, rather than for an exam, for example. You know, you only get a snapshot of what that student knows on that particular day. Whereas a portfolio, if you work on it for a year or you work on it for several years, it shows how you change and develop over time.
Mm-hmm.
It also shows other things, like maybe you're involved in volunteering. You can capture that. Maybe you're you've done a placement, a work placement. You can capture your learning there. So I suppose it shows a more holistic student. For teachers, they get to see that personal element. They get to understand their students a bit better. But also, they get to see the progress in the learning, how the students improved, you know, from year to year. And also, it gives students a place to kind of experiment with ideas, to apply the theory they learn in the classroom to real-world situations in their portfolio.
Okay, and what sort of age should we start the portfolio at, do you think?
In some countries, they're starting very young in primary school.
Mm-hmm.
In Ireland, actually, at second level, we're quite ahead of the game. We've been involved in a couple of really nice EU projects, one of which we're still involved in called ATS 2020. And it is forming part of the new junior cert cycle that's underway at the moment. And I believe it's going into quite a number of schools in the form of transition year as well. So actually, at second level, we're quite ahead of the curve. At higher education level, though, we seem to have not fulfilled our promise. Although in DCU, we introduced an e-portfolio about 2 years ago now, and it's available to all 16,000 students. I believe that they were at about 13,000 students now. So I suppose we're a bit of an outlier.
Mm-hmm.
There are other institutions who are experimenting, Merino Institute down the road as well, Dublin Institute of Technology, or the TU for Dublin now, as they're called. So there are pockets of higher education institutions emerging, but they don't really have the funding. They haven't been given a lot of money towards professional development. Mm-hmm. Teachers don't, in some cases, understand the tool that well. And also, we need more research in this area. We don't know a lot about how ePortfolio work in Ireland.
Yeah, because it sounds to me like it's a combination, a comprehensive combination of a diary and a CV, and how, as I say, comprehensive it should be. And if you're keeping it from an early age, is there a way of condensing it that's both, like you would a CV, that's understandable to whoever may look at it in the future? You'd understand it yourself, of course, because you've compiled it, but is there any way around that? What way would that work, do you think, to make it accessible?
A lovely point, Noel. So it's a digital tool. So, you know, we have a specific platform we use called Loop Reflect, but really it's like a sophisticated website. So if you were applying for a job, perhaps you've just finished a degree and you had one area of your portfolio that you thought was particularly relevant, you could just choose to share that particular part of the portfolio, like a web link.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, if everyone had one over time, it could be very big and unwieldy.
Mm-hmm. But of course, it's been good. Just things come to me as I speak as well, because as well as being good for show to people, it's good for yourself, because we often, when we reflect on things we've done, there's a lot of stuff we omit and maybe think of it too late, and that could be to a detriment as well. So it's a great idea. I find it hard to understand why it hasn't taken off, which must be frustrating.
It is frustrating, but as I said, the interest is growing, and the community that's developed or developing is really driving, you know, its adoption forward. But I suppose we still need those other pieces, some funding for research and help for staff who want to try it out with their students. And those two aspects are still not there.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the university itself decides to do that. For example, in DCU, we have a dedicated ePortfolio staff member, Lisa Donaldson, who mm-hmm. helps staff members and students learn how to use it.
Okay, would you need that in every form of education? Maybe someone there on site to sort of explain everything to everyone? And has there, two questions here, and has there any been representation made to the Minister for Education about it?
Oh, that's two good questions. Yeah, I definitely think you'd need at least one person, if not more. So you need someone who kind of understands the learning part, you know, but also someone who can help with the technology part. Even though, you know, students are great at Instagram and Snapchat and all that, they don't sometimes have the kind of digital skills they mm-hmm. need to interact with things like ePortfolio. So you definitely need someone who will help with the student skills and also with the staff skills. And on the application to the Minister of Education, not so far that I'm aware.
Okay.
But certainly we've fed into the new National Forum strategy. They went out for consultation there before Christmas, and my group, the ePortfolio Ireland, and members of DCU have fed into that strategy. So I'd be curious to see what comes out of that.
Yeah, so would I as well. And because it just occurs to me as well that we're talking about maybe starting from a very young age with an ePortfolio. Mm. And I'm just thinking where you were saying there, it'd be good to have someone on site. So just down the road from you, St. Pat's College, what about in the colleges themselves where teachers are becoming teachers? Is it talked about there?
Yeah, I mean, St. Pat's is actually part of DCU now, and out of all of the, they're now our Institute of Education, and they're very engaged with ePortfolio, particularly because of placement. It's a great way of keeping track of how people are getting on in placement. You know, when they're out for 3 months in school, sometimes, it's hard to know, are they getting on all right? Do they need any help? So if they're submitting weekly kind of reflections and diaries of how they're getting on, it enables the staff member then to know, okay, they're getting on grand, or, you know, Mary hasn't been in here in a while, I'll mm-hmm. give her a phone call.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're really engaged with it.
Okay, I'm just wondering as well, if you get a very innovative teacher coming into a school, that could work in an individualistic type of way. But I suppose you need the government to get in there and shake their ass a little bit and get things moving.
Absolutely, and I think, like at second level, as you said, the new junior cert curriculum is really designed for this kind of learning, and also transition years. So actually, at second level, I think, you know, this will become very commonplace. What will be interesting to see is when students who've gone through second level with ePortfolio come to higher education, and you know, if it isn't the same, if it's not you know, the same approaches, what will happen to those students?
Mm-hmm. Is it, could I just ask you, in sort of what you've gone over all about this, is it frustrating to see that the lack of interest in it for you?
Well, I suppose in my institution there's strong interest, and what's refreshing is meeting other people from the community around Ireland that are, you know, that are engaging. But often it's one or two people on an individual level. You really need someone high up in the institution, like the president, or actually the strategy for the university, to take an interest. And that's what happened here in DCU. Mm-hmm. Our president, Professor Brian Murcara, was very keen on this idea and put it in the institutional strategy. And I think that's probably why it actually came to fruition.
Okay.
You need that kind of high-level engagement.
Okay, well, let's hope it spreads a little bit, because it sounds like it's a great idea, Dr. Farrell. And thank you very much for talking to us here on Near FM.
Thanks very much for having me on, Noel.
Dr. Orna Farrell there from DCU. And ePortfolio, if you haven't heard of it and you're in education, look it up and find out what it's all about. It sounds like a great idea, absolutely great, innovative idea.